I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of my favorites is here, Dina Schmid from One Health Benefits. You know, it's about healthcare. So important. Things that you need to know. And especially as I was saying last hour, you know, we're getting back out and we're doing things. And maybe some things we haven't done in a while, like getting routine checkups and actually paying attention to our health. And the older we get, and many of us 65 and older, Medicare, something she specializes in, you have to really be prepared by being proactive. And that's what she does every time she helps someone find that right plan that is suited for them. Dina, it's great to have you back. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Nice to be back.
So talk to me about why healthcare matters more now than ever, especially with many people who have kind of been away from the real world for years now and are getting back out and getting back, getting routines and checkups. You have to make sure all of your T's are crossed and your I's are dotted and you have the right plan to help you just in case something does happen.
Absolutely. The most important thing, I always say this, is nobody can afford to be uninsured. And, you know, I think for like the last 2 years, it's gone, I guess, kind of gone fast. People may not have been out, may not have gone to the doctors, and that's why everybody's so backed up. But, you know, now's the time to make sure that routine wellness, those visits are free when you're on an ACA plan. That's one of the things that is mandated by the Affordable Care Act. So everybody gets their wellness visits for free if you're on an employer plan or you're on a major medical. It's important to get back and get all that stuff done because that's preventative medicine. And a lot of the carriers actually give you some rewards for that. I know on a lot of my Medicare Advantage plans that if you go and you get your routine visits, they give you rewards like a $20 gift card, and you know, that kind of stuff's fun, but they want you to be proactive and they want you to get those wellness visits done. But the most important thing is catch things before it gets bad. So go back, get those routine wellness visits. See if you missed them in the last 2 years. You know, no one likes going to the doctors, but you know, the routine wellness visits are there for a reason, and they were mandated to be free for a reason. So hopefully everybody's back on track and has those visits and redeeming some of the rewards on the Med Advantage plans, and you're getting your reward dollars, what have you.
Well, it's also time to be thinking about making sure you have health care. A lot of folks have, you know, gone through some tough times with their employment. Many have been off. Many have been on unemployment. Many have let their health care lapse. Now is the time to jump in, and there is never a charge for her services. So you're listening right now, and you're one of those folks that have just let things lapse. There is help. There is an opportunity to get a plan that's right for you and affordable. Here is her number. You can call this Saturday morning. Leave your name and number. Obviously, she'll get back to you later, but it's 724-799-8873, 724-799-8873, onehealthbenefits.com. The word one is written out. Explain to the audience why they should never be without health coverage, Dina.
You know, people say to me all the time, I'm not paying to have a deductible that's $5,000 or $10,000. See, here's what you're missing, because that's completely false belief. Here's what you're missing. So the insurance carriers have a contract with the physicians in the facilities. So if you go and you are uninsured, you're paying the retail of what something costs. So let me give you an example. I went to the ER a few years ago, was dehydrated from having the flu, and I got a migraine, and it was horrible. So in the ER, they gave me a Tylenol. When I got back, because I love to look at my explanation of benefits, that's the paper they send you before you get the invoice. It says, this is not an invoice. On there, it shows you what the retail price was. The retail of that Tylenol was $350 for two Tylenol. And $100 for the Dixie cup they gave me to drink. Okay? So if I wasn't insured, I would have paid, what was that, $450 for two Tylenol and a Dixie cup. Okay? Because they can charge whatever they want. Okay? So, however, because of the contract that my carrier, I had UPMC at the time, had with the UPMC facility, that was not the reasonable, allowable charge. So I was not charged that after the discount. So even if you have a high deductible, you're getting the negotiated discount that the provider has with the insurance carrier. So how would you like to have known if you went to the ER and you had a Dixie cup that was made of gold, right? I mean, $100 for a Dixie cup?
Amazing.
But, yeah, so that's why you at least have to have a plan to have that discount. So if you have something like an appendix rupture or kidney stones, right? These are things that happen that are unexpected. That's like a $25,000 retail surgery. However, if you have a $5,000 deductible, you still have your stop loss where the carrier says, at this point, we pay 100%. Guys, that's really valuable to have. You don't want to be completely uninsured and have nothing. And there's so many things, Rob, and that's why I'm here, is my services are completely free. When I say free, we mean it. You don't pay anything to use an insurance agent. The rates are what they are, determined by the Department of Insurance. So if you do this on your own, which I'm not sure how anybody can do it unless you take the test that I take, I'm licensed. My tests are all summer long. I have to pass them to sell. And they're every year I have to renew my certification. So there's a lot to be said for an agent that has these credentials. So there's so many things that are changing all the time that the government is starting new programs. Like last year they had the reform for COVID. There's so many things that they have all the time, and there's no way for you to keep up with it because you don't do it for a living. So here I am to tell you, do not be uninsured. At least call. And I can show you some things that are personalized to your situation and help you make a wise decision on being insured. Because isn't it one of the most important things ever to have insurance so you don't lose everything you own and keep healthy?
This is why she is such a tactician and so passionate, down to that Dixie cup, down to those two Tylenol. So if you're out there today and you're saying, why am I paying this? You need to call us if you have some questions about your current health care coverage, if you'd like to find a better plan, if you are approaching Medicare, you want to revisit it. It's always a good time now during the off season as opposed to when she is in the peak season. So if you have questions about your coverage, about copays, from the pharmacy to a hospital stay to a doctor visit, or those wellness checks, just call us. Number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Dina, just a quick synopsis before we get our first break in here. So what's the status right now with healthcare in America? What's going on? Give us some news and notes, please.
Well, right now we're kind of in a flux where nothing's really going on. Everybody's, you know, inflation is getting so bad, at least that we're not getting a gas surcharge, right, on the insurance, because I'm seeing that on everything I buy. But right now, there's nothing going on other than the carriers have all filed the rates for 2023, so we're all super anxious to see what the new rates are going to be for next year. So both with people who are under 65, the carriers are just getting back, you know, with the Department of Insurance finalizing those rates. Super anxious to see the Medicare plans that are coming out for 2023. And definitely everybody, make sure you call me now to get on my schedule, because October is the busiest. September, October, November, December, January, so busy. So give me a call now. It's not too early to get that appointment in the books. But the one thing, too, I'm reading a lot about is the government is actually thinking of lowering. You know how we got that, they got the highest increase in Part B? It was 144, and they took it to 170.10. Remember that last year, Rob?
Yep.
For Part B? That was really hard because the COLA, I think, was only 4%, the cost of living, and then they increase Medicare Part B significantly. So I know that they were really working on trying to get that actually lowered. So fingers crossed, because I know that hurt a lot of my people. The 170, they're like, I just can't do it. So fingers crossed, I'm not telling you it's going to happen. I am saying that I've read that they're looking at trying to get that lowered, which would be amazing. That's the highest it's ever increased was last year. So hopefully we have good news this fall, and maybe something happens that way. But I do anticipate the Medicare Advantage plans here in Pennsylvania will be even better. Again, we have the second largest hourly population next to Dade County in Florida.
So we have to be prepared, and she's the person that can get you prepared. If you have any questions for her and you want to call in, you're concerned, you're looking at these bills, you're wondering about the price, how things are changing, whether you're on Medicare or you're just a traditional health care member and you need help, we're here once a month to take your calls at 866-391-1020, or you can call and set up an appointment where there is never a charge for her services. You can call now, leave your name and number, 724-799-8873. 724-799-8873. She is your healthcare advocate. She is Dina Schmidt. She joins us once a month with pertinent information that you can use when it comes to healthcare. You can call her, leave your name and number, make an appointment, never a charge for her services. That number is 724-799-8873. 724-799-8873. Whatever stage in life you are, you have questions, I'm sure, and you are always welcome to join us on the show. We have all of our lines available at 866-391-1020. So, Dina, talk to me about the future. You know, I was talking the first couple of hours about inflation and everything that's happening in our world, trying to calm people down and saying, you know, things change, but everything remains the same. One thing's for sure, probably the only sector that will always change is healthcare. Where do you see it even 5 years down the road? And talk about preventative measures that people can do leading up to that doctor's appointment, or if they have an elective surgery coming up, how they can be smart about it and how they can work with you to have the right plan. Elaborate a little bit, please.
Yeah, so a couple of things. Let's start first with under 65. So one thing I am seeing is, you know, it's evolving with prescriptions and things to like surgeries and new procedures to cure and help with diseases. So one of the biggest things you're seeing is how many commercials you see on TV for prescriptions. Those prescriptions are all new. Those are very, very expensive. And so one thing we are seeing is the increase in health insurance because of these prescriptions. These new prescriptions are coming out, like Eliquis and everyone would be on warfarin. That's a $4 prescription. And now people are coming out with the latest, greatest prescriptions, and they cost a lot. So the utilization sometimes on some of my groups, their prescription utilization is higher than the medical. So that's one thing we're seeing is, you know, it's a great news in the sense that we're getting new prescriptions so that we can have better results to cure things, but that's increasing the cost of health insurance. Most of our increases are coming from that. They're coming from increase in prescription utilization. That's where the trend is going. But it's good news too, because we're getting new prescriptions are coming out. We're finding new things to help resolve, you know, disease states. So that's on the good and bad, right? There's a silver lining to that. And actually, though, I can't really go beyond that, to be honest with you, Rob, because unfortunately, I don't have a crystal ball. And I don't know where things are going other than, you know, moving forward, and it's changing all the time. So that's one thing I can't say is where the future is, because, you know, I get thrown off all the time. New things happen. I remember was it 3 years ago? Maybe it was 4 years ago. Time flies. Aetna was here in the market with a plan. And it was the last week before open enrollment for under 65 was ending. And I got a phone call because I was writing tons of the plan. And the Department of Insurance in Pennsylvania pulled the plan. And it was like the last day before open enrollment was over. And I'm like, are you kidding me? They're like, you have till 6 p.m. tonight to get the applications in. And I was like, are you kidding? So it's very, I mean, things are happening all the time. So that's one thing I can say is that's why it's even more important to have a licensed agent, because I don't know how you can keep up with things. But I remember that year, that was pretty tough because that plan was really selling well because people wanted something other than Highmark and UPMC, right? They wanted to be able to go to both. And at the last minute, so I can't tell you where I see the future other than big things like I know MedAdvantage plans are getting even better, which is great news. We're getting new prescriptions, which is driving up costs. But that's pretty much as far as I can read.
Well, this is why I wanted you to talk about it. And I knew that was pretty much going to be your answer. But we do know the price of healthcare will not ever go down. It will go up. But the key is a lot of the competition is driving more services. And you might want to say a bigger bang for your buck. But this is where you need you to navigate saying, oh, this is who you are and this is your lifestyle. Well, let me show you a handful of things that can really help you. And a lot of these things, and I know you're a physical fitness person who loves being active and staying healthy, and that's all about being preventative. There are a lot of these carriers that are offering gym memberships and giving you opportunities to talk to nutritionists and people that can help you stay on the straight and narrow. So it's more about having a game plan, and you're the coach and you're the person that can give them the right plan for that right game that they're involved in every day. That's called the game of life. And I know that's exactly how you really think every time you meet these people that come to you looking for answers.
Yeah, and one trend I can see, Rob, is I've never had so many phone calls with this question. I want to retire. I can't do it anymore. I want to retire, but insurance, health insurance is why I'm staying. And I just love that because I'm like, I can insure you, you'll be able to retire. And I can tell you probably out of 10 calls, 9 people go, oh my gosh, and like are in tears. They're like, I didn't realize that that's what it would be. They stay miserable working because they're so afraid that they can't afford insurance. They don't know what's available to them. And you know what? We're able to come up with a plan. I mean, it's devastating to me to think, you know, I always say this. I think it's funny. I mean, I'm 53, and I'm always saying, I'm on the back nine. I got like 9 holes left, you know. This is time for me to sit there and spend the money I've saved my whole life and start enjoying it because this is the back 9. And these people are continuing to work when they're not happy in their jobs because the whole paradigm of life really has changed, you know. And they just want to be able to retire. But insurance, health insurance is keeping them working to get those plans. And then they call and they're like, that's how it works? You mean that's available to me? Like, yep.
Well, this is why I love this just dialogue that we have once a month. So if you're out there right now and you're one of those people that really just want to retire and you're not of Medicare age, but you got a few dollars saved, but if you could just navigate a good health care plan, well, guess what? She can help you find that health care plan. If you have a question and you're on that fence and you're thinking about retiring, but that health care question keeps popping up, you got a question? Call us, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. On the verge of retiring or at least leaning that way, but a couple of years away from Medicare, or maybe can Medicare actually give you what you currently have on the job? Lots of interesting stuff, lots of information. It's just a phone call away, 866-391-1020. And you can call her office number right now on this Saturday morning. Leave your name and number. She will get back to you, 724-799-8873. 724-799-8873, onehealthbenefits.com. The word one is written out. She can help you get it done. Dina Schmidt. Dina Schmidt, One Health Benefits, for her monthly visit. You can call and leave your name and number right now during the show. She will get back to you, 724-799-8873, 724-799-8873. And if you're dealing with any issue with your health care, Medicare or not, you have a question right now, for this Saturday morning. You can get it answered right now for simply calling us at 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Talking about a number of reasons why people need a licensed agent. You know, Dina, going into the bottom of the hour, we talked about people who are on the fence preventing themselves from retiring when they're ready to retire, but health care has become a problem. There are a lot of opportunities for people out there, and if they're letting that be the only reason why they don't retire, they have cash and investments, but they're worried about health care, you can really, more times than not, fix that rather quickly, can you not?
Oh, I like I said, yeah, that's a really good call, because I love to see how relieved people are, because I'm looking forward to that day of retirement. I must say I'm very envious when you call me with that question. But I work a lot with financial planners because that's really important for them to make sure they balance it right. So say in the beginning of the year, you decide to retire. Well, the subsidies are based off of your income, right? So it's taxable income. So investments are taxable income. But if you have a good savings and you can, you know, balance it where you're using savings and investment income, then most cases you can qualify for a subsidy because now you have no income coming in other than living off your investments. So a lot of people are then eligible to get a huge discount off their insurance. So like I said, if there's any financial planners out there and like to use my services, please give me a call. I work with a lot of them. All they do is just, you know, we figure it out. What they need to counsel their clients on how much in investments, because that's an important balance to get subsidies for your insurance so that you can actually afford it. Because the average premium for somebody who's 63, 64 is around $800 a month without a subsidy. So if it's you and your husband, that's almost $2,000 a month. That's a lot. So if you can balance it and be able to get a subsidy, then that will help you prepare for retirement in a much better way.
Why do you think the majority of people always look at healthcare as the be-all, end-all? Is it just because it's just so mysterious? They never know what the price of something's going to be. You think that's why there's so much hesitancy when it comes to making that as a decision on whether or not you're going to retire?
Heck yeah, it's a huge expense and it's important. And the other thing, Rob, is the prescriptions. I mean, people aren't healthy, and I don't mean I love my city, but it's, you know, I read a lot of business in Charleston, South Carolina, and I can tell you hardly anybody's on any prescriptions there. Here in Pittsburgh, I get Excel spreadsheets with prescriptions, and I never really noticed how different it is, but, you know, people have a lot of prescriptions here in Western PA, and their life, you know, sustaining prescriptions. So they're like, I have to continue working. My wife is on this and that and this, and we're paying this. And I mean, it's scary. How can they stop all of that? And it's change, right? Nobody likes change. I hate change. You know, so it's all of the unknown. You actually need somebody. And I think, quite frankly, you know, I am free, but I know people would be like, Dina, I'll pay you. Just figure it out. Figure it out, because it's that important. Figure it out. So it is a huge leap to, you know, especially with, you know, if you weren't on 20 prescriptions, it wouldn't be as scary.
Why so many prescriptions, and why so many people dealing with that? Are we becoming more unhealthy, do you think, sad to say? And I guess all of us fill that bill from time to time. And I think one of the things that when you do become more conscious of your health care coverage, I think the natural progression is you become more conscious of your health care, Dina, your health.
Yeah, I'd hope to think that was true. But like I said, Rob, I was surprised. I mean, I have many, many Medicare people in South Carolina. And I'm like, okay, what prescriptions are on? They're like, none. I'm like, what? Everybody's on blood pressure, cholesterol, antidepressant, or a thyroid medication. And I can tell you hardly any of them are on anything. And I don't know. It's a lot here in Western PA. I don't know. Why? It's the same ones too. A lot of diabetes here, a lot of overweight people, which causes the diabetes. almost everybody has high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and depression. I don't know, but there's a lot of prescription utilization here, and that adds to the fear.
You know, when you think of fear, it can be your worst enemy. And one of the things that makes people upset is healthcare. You can calm people, give them a solution, give them a plan so they don't deal with this fear every day. And when they have an issue, it doesn't become multiplied as far as worry value is concerned because they know they've got the right plan to help them. I think that's so important, giving people peace of mind. That's what you do every day.
You know, it's not only that I give them the right plan that I have to say that makes people call me. Here's an example. The other day, one of my clients, oh, I love to do this too. I wish my clients happy birthday. Every day I have a list of everybody's birthdays. And I either, if you don't have an email, I'll call you. And I just love calling that 80-year-old lady and saying, happy birthday. And you can call them at 7 in the morning because you know I get up at 4:30 and I'm waiting for the world to begin and everybody's still sleeping. But you can call your older people because they're always up. And it was the best phone call the other day. I'm like, I wanted to wish you, her name was Raquel. I'm like, happy birthday, Raquel. And it was just the best feeling because she's like, oh my gosh, you remembered. But I remember everybody's birthday every day. It may take me an hour sometimes because like today, I think I have 15 birthdays, but that's okay. I did it. I get up at 4:30, but this is the example I have. Is the other day, one of my clients called me. She said, Dina, I was at a fair, and this person came up to me that sells Medicare and said, did your agent tell you that, I can't say the carrier, I'm not allowed on the radio, but that the carrier offers an emergency response system that they'll put it in your house. And they said, you didn't tell me. And I'm like, well, I don't remember if I told you or not, but yes, they do. I said, you know, that's why I make sure you have all the documentation. I go over almost everything, but there's so many things they give you. I may miss something here or there. And she said, but you know what I told them? I told them that's okay because I can call Dina anytime and she always calls me back. And that's one thing that I think makes me different than anyone else is I will always call you back. And that customer service doesn't exist anymore. And it does for me. And I think that's one of the biggest assets of using my services is I'll always call you back because I care about all my people.
Well, and you know what? That makes them think, you know what, if I have a question, even after they've had the initial visit, even if you put them on a plan, if it's leading up to next Medicare enrollment period and they want to change or they've got a bill, they can always call you. It's that open door policy, and that works wonders, Dina.
I can honestly tell you, and I believe this, there's no customer service better than mine. Like, it's over the top, over the top. I get back to my people immediately, never more than 24 hours. I mean, they rely on me too much because they know that I'm so Dina on the spot that they call me for every little thing because I love my people. It's like my big family out there. So that's just one thing I can say is you'll never find customer service like mine. I promise.
When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about why she gets it done. There is never a charge for her services. More reasons why you need a licensed agent, and she should be your clear choice. Leading up to that time that'll be here in just a month, if you are going to be 65 this summer, you've just turned 65, she's going to give you a few tips, some rules of the road. So when you make the call, you set up an appointment, you're going to be ready to go, and it's going to be seamless getting you up on Medicare and getting you to that next chapter in your life. 724-799-8873, 724-799-8873, onehealthbenefits.com, Dina Schmid, Rob Pratt, KDKA. Dina Schmid is here, One Health Benefits. We have another segment, and I want her to focus on the future. Those of you who are going to be 65 this summer, those of you who have just turned 65, how you have a game plan ready, and that first step should be calling and making an appointment with her. There is never a charge for her services. Never. 724-799-8873, 724-799-8873. Dina, you and I have been around long enough to know it goes from Memorial Day, 4th of July, and then Labor Day is here. The leaves start to change colors, and it's, oh, we've got to sign up for Medicare. So talk to the audience about those who are turning 65 this summer or have recently turned 65 and what they need to do?
Yeah, so I have so many appointments already scheduled, but this is the time. We need to prepare in advance to get that time that we can review what you have, see if there's anything better. And especially, too, Rob, you can't forget, I really want to get out the message to people who have never looked at their plan. People who are 70 and have been on the same plan since they turned 65. No, you need to look at options. It could be perfect where you are, right? But still, you don't know that. And chances are more that there are plans you should change to. So if you just changed last year, that may continue to be the best plan for you. But however, if you have not looked at your plan in the last 3 years, please reach out. Let's get you on the schedule and talk about what options are available to you. So give me a call. Let's get you booked on the schedule. Definitely want to get that done.
This is not like, you know, you're preparing your taxes or, you know, buying a home. You don't have to have shoeboxes full of receipts and information and paper and receipts.
Right.
All you need to do is show up and say, Dina, this is who I am. This is what I do. I'm turning 65 or I've just turned 65. Help me. You fill in the blanks, right?
Absolutely. It's not hard at all. You know, people get so anxious. And you know what? I don't do many things well, but I do this well. And I understand your situation. And there's not many situations I haven't come across. So just give me a call. If you're in the best place with the carrier you're with, by all means, then I'll say, tell you to stay there. But don't you want for free to find out if there is something better? I do want to advise, too, to be very cautious with all the things you get in the mail. A lot of that is solicitation. It'll say, find out if you aren't getting what you deserve. So everybody's like, oh, my God, that's me. I'm not getting what I deserve. And they call, and somebody switches you, like a call center will switch you. There is that stuff going on. So I do want to advise you to be very cautious of getting things in the mail that tell you that you might not be getting what you deserve. Please be cautious of that. Never give anyone, like, I think this was going on a couple months ago. People were pretending they were Social Security and going, did you get your new Social Security card? No, I didn't. Oh, my. Well, I can fix that for you. What's your Social Security number? Don't do that either, guys. Just be very cautious and make sure that whoever you're talking to is exactly, hey, you never can be too careful nowadays.
You know, I think people also need to hear exactly why, because I keep saying there's never a charge for your services. Explain to them why that's a fact.
Yeah, so the rates are what they are. They're determined by the Department of Insurance. So when the carriers file the rates, within those rates, they include many things. What say they charge $200 for somebody's 45 to be on a plan. That $200 doesn't just go to paying your claims. A portion of that is for what they call M&A, marketing and administration. They use that, they file for those rates to pay for commissions for brokers. So it comes out of their pocketbook, not yours. And whether you use me or not, your rate's the same. So why wouldn't you want to get what you're, you know, with all encompassed in your premium, why wouldn't you want to take advantage of that? And, I mean, think about it, Rob. When you're in Medicare, half the plans are free. How would I be charging you? It's free, you know? So, no, you definitely don't pay one penny. It's not hidden cost, nothing at all. The rates are what they are, whether you use an insurance agent who's licensed and takes multiple. I mean, I just think all those insurance agents out there deserve a big kudos because the tests are not easy. They're very time consuming. That's all I start doing, starting the end of June through August. Not only do we have to take tests to sell Medicare, each carrier makes us take their own tests. So I represent every carrier because I never don't want to have an option that's available to you to sell to you. So I take every test out there in multiple states. So kudos to all the health insurance agents out there who continue to educate themselves. And we pay for all these tests, too. It's not free. So kudos to all the agents who do that, because we go through a lot to be able to sell these plans.
So what do you want to leave the audience with today, especially when they're dealing with a fear factor when it comes to no health care or health care cost or where they are in their life? I think they just need to know whatever they're going through, whatever their thought process is, you've got some answers for them, right?
Absolutely. I love doing this, you guys. I have more integrity. That's one thing I value my life on is my integrity. So if you need to stay where you are, I'll let you know that. If there's a better place for you to be, I will guide you to get you there. So give me a call. Let's get on the schedule. The one thing people say sometimes is you talk too fast. That's because I'm calling you in between appointments. You need to call me and get on my schedule so that I can give you that time and talk nice and slow. So get on the schedule now. I'd love to be able to help you and find a solution so that it's not a fear, because you can get this, guys. You can make this where it's affordable. There are so many solutions. So give me a call. I'll help find that and ease your worry. And it's free.
Yeah, and it is free. And no matter what their current health situation is, and there's always that fear factor because of comorbidities or whatever, that should not be a reason to hold you back as far as checking out what you have to offer, right?
Heck no. Heck no. Find out what's available, guys. That's what I do. That's what I know. Find out what's available. You don't want to miss out on something that could be better.
Listen, I cannot thank you enough. Always an educational hour. I'm already looking forward to our next visit. I hope you have a great rest of the weekend, okay?
You too. Take care, everybody.
Here is her number again, and you can reach her right now. Believe me, she will not wait till Monday to get back to you. She will call you within an hour or so, probably. So it's 724-799-8873. That number again to reach Dina Schmid, where there is no charge for her services. She'll help you navigate those healthcare situations in your life, traditional, or if you're an employer, she can help put plans together for your employees. And of course, Medicare, that is something that she specializes in. That number again is 724-799-8873. You can go to her website, very interactive. It's onehealthbenefits.com. All sorts of pertinent information. onehealthbenefits.com. Again, that number, 724-799-8873, 724-799-8873. Dina Schmid, onehealthbenefits.com. The word one is written out. No charge ever for her services. Call right now, 724-799-8873.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.